What's up, sweet boy?
My mic was muted the whole time.
Yo, shut the fuck up. You were muted?
Yeah, my mic was muted the whole time.
Bro, get
Yeah.
the fuck out of here.
No, we're off to a great start, dude.
Oh my god.
It's yeah. And now like the whole chat is like muted. Brydon is muted. Your mic isn't working,
God
Brydon.
damn
Fuck
it.
all of you guys. I'm aware.
God damn it, Bryden.
Yeah.
You're garbage.
Well, they could hear you at least, but yeah.
Oh,
No,
it
we
probably
have
made no sense.
it's just yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should do that. Like, we'll just do the podcast, right? But like, we'll release it in two separate tracks. One is just me talking, the other's just you talking, and the people can either just put it together or just go. They can choose a side.
Just try to piece it together. Dude,
Like,
I
just choose a
fucking.
side.
That's like the next level of the fucking. What was it called? The greatest show in the universe with Dick and Maddox?
Probably. That sounds
Bro,
familiar.
let me get your opinion on this. What are your
Okay.
opinions on both of those dudes? Do you have any thoughts on them? Were you a fan of them before their current self?
Maddox and Dick Masterson.
Yes.
I mean, Maddox is like an old school internet guy because like the greatest page in the world. I remember when I was like 12 and I thought like that's pretty funny. And then Dick Masterson, he came on that TV show and he was just like, yeah, women are shit. And it's like that was
Dr.
probably,
Phil.
yeah, and like that was kind of funny. But like I never really got into him, you know.
Dude, I didn't know that was him until maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. I
Yeah.
thought that was just some random dude. Like, were you aware that that was Dick Masterson?
Well, I mean, it said on the show his name was Dick Masterson, so
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
like slow again mentally. So
Just like
I didn't
words
put that
don't work.
together.
Yeah, this is like who
Dude, I
else
do
is
gotta
called Dick
say
Masterson?
the most disappointing part about Maddox to me. And it, were you like, did you read his shit? Because it sounds
Yeah.
like most people I talk to, yeah, he had like that cool website, but like they don't know much about him beyond
He
that.
was a little before my time on the internet, I think. I
Yeah.
was mainly just like playing video games and stuff, so
Dude,
nah.
he was way before my time, but in boarding school, one of the older kids was like, bruh, yo, this book is coming out, The Alphabet of Manliness. Like, we gotta go pick it up. And I was like, all right, that sounds cool. And it was like
Is that
Maddox's.
how you sounded?
Yeah, I was like a small baby
You're like,
dad.
okay, this is fine.
I think it was his first book, but dude, I can never, as much as like I'll shit talk him for being like a fucking ass now, like that book was one of the funniest things I've ever read.
He's
Like it
all.
was so funny. I don't want to say it sculpted me, but like, dude, that book was fucking hilarious. And I was like fucking, I felt like not bad, but like it felt weird that I guess he disavowed some chapters of it. Like,
About
'cause there's
what?
some
Did he like just write a whole chapter? It was like chapter in and
Nah. Dude, there was like a chapter, and this was like a fucking Seinfeld bit that he probably stole, knowing him, but where like you do the stop short in your car, like you hit the brakes and then you have a
Yeah.
chick in the side seat and you're like, woo, and you like grab her boobs because
Yeah.
like you're
The
that's the
stop
only way you
short.
can touch boobs, I guess. Yeah, but
Yeah, it's a thing.
shit like that, like I realized that the chapter I wrote may have been a little rapey. It may have condoned rape when it's like, dude, that's it's just like a dumb joke. But I guess stuff like that he disavowed. I don't know how true that is. I think I've just read or heard someone talking about it. I haven't heard it from him, but that's pretty dumb, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, listen, the internet has actually taught me to be hate who says chapter I.
Fucking
I am going
Haiku.
to have to delete comments if you guys spell that out in the
Yeah, get
chat,
out of here.
okay?
Don't do that
You
shit.
can't
Don't
do
do that
it.
shit. I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy. I don't want to be I don't want to be a Bryden. Don't do that to me.
Listen, but yeah, I don't know. The internet has actually taught me to no. Now they're just well, like
Guys, what is going on?
no. But
Nah, dude, go delete
the
that.
internet has actually just taught me to be like probably a shittier person because like I used to like if somebody I hurt their feelings or whatever, I would apologize. And then now the internet has taught me to not apologize ever for anything because as soon as you do, they're still gonna dogpile on you. You should
It depends.
never
It
fucking
depends, dude.
when has apologizing ever worked on the internet?
I'm better with interacting with someone when it's like face to face, but there's times when
Are
I
you?
you can read it. Fuck up, everyone is. But there's times where like there's a difference between someone like I don't like this. I'm gonna pretend to be like I used to be an ex fan and now I hate it. Or like, coming at you just because they
dislike something and they want to get you banned versus someone who's actually like disappointed in like maybe something you've made or something. I think there's a difference between those two.
Okay. No,
like,
no, no.
One is more critique and one is more baseless.
No, 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 no. This is fine. This is fucking, this is like some real intellectual hours on the N-word.
I'm stupid.
Yeah, that's why I'm about to make you sound...
Don't frame it that way.
That's the way I'm going to make you sound real dumb. When was the last time... When was the last time that there was an artist that you were legitimately disappointed in?
Legitimately disappointed in myself?
Yeah. Like, you were just disappointed in them. Like, you liked their art, and then you heard something about them, and you were disappointed.
I've tried to stop... Like, if I don't know the artist and I don't know, like, it's a fact, it's just, like, some hearsay shit, I try to just, like, not let it affect how I view their art. I'm trying to do that recently, but,
previously,
I don't know if I can think of one that
Yeah, fucking exactly, Zach.
Do you count? Because, like, 2 days ago, I was pretty disappointed.
About what?
The way you treated that nice man.
I called a black guy the N-word on the internet. We were in a voice chat with
Joe
the Boomer.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you first met him, dude, that's fucking...
I don't know, he was acting like one.
He didn't say anything. He was talking about Carcosa.
You weren't there.
An ancient
You weren't there.
Voodoo shit. I was there. I was talking about it. Well, I was there when he came into the chat, and you were like... Like, fucking being an... I don't know. But anyway, what's your point?
I'm very
disappointed in you daily. That's my point.
I ended up liking that guy. I just, you know, and he thought...
I knew you would.
He thought it was funny that I said it that much.
All right. Excellent. Anyway, what is your deep point about the disappointment?
No, now I just want to say it. Now I just want to say the word.
Shut the fuck, dude. Shut the fuck up, dog.
No,
you're the worst.
Yeah, well, I mean, you are one. All right? So, my point is like, there's no reason for anybody to apologize on the internet, because like no artist has been like nobody ever feels that like, oh, I'm so let down at all. Like, you can't find that. You just go, normal people are able to separate the art from the artist anyway. So it's like,
dude, how the average person cannot, I think, struggles greatly with separating art from an artist.
The fact that you can do it makes me think that most people can. Middle,
I struggle with it. I'm trying to get better, but that is true. I feel like I'm like the lower end of like a perfect human with a good IQ, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's called left side of the bell curve.
You sure?
I don't know. I mean, it just, when is apologizing ever worked? It's never worked. It doesn't matter. In the age of internet, it doesn't. What you do is you double down, and then you agree and amplify with your fucking haters on it. You know, they're like, oh yeah, you probably want to put people in concentration camps. And you go, concentration camps? More like on the moon. Put them in.
Dope.
That would, I mean, it's a sweet vacation.
Bro, that phrase.
So you said say. No, hold on. You said you're on board with putting Jewish people on the moon?
No, but like a camp on the moon, I would sign up for.
So you want to put Jewish people in camps?
I want to go to the moon.
Okay.
That's what I'll say. You can
quote
me on that.
Okay, that's fine.
And I like brie cheese. Brie cheese is dope.
Yeah, brie cheese is good. The moon
actually,
is
you know what? I'm going to rescind my last statement about brie cheese.
What the hell?
I recently
that's
have been
the, That's the one that you need to rescind?
Yes, because I've recently been getting camembert.
I've never had that.
And by the way, I'm a poor man. One day, I promise you can look me in the eyes. I swear to you, one day I'll get to the point in my life where I can get triple cream brie and camembert every day. But until then, it's just double cream. I don't have the extra $2 or $3
what the hell
to be blowing it on triple cream. You don't know what triple and double cream is?
No, I don't. I fancied myself
right,
a cheese
so are you
man.
Familiar
and I
with
didn't
brie
know.
Cheese?
Yes.
All right. So you get
wait.
A brie
how
cheese.
About a guy named? How about a lady named Brie Cheese?
That would be hot. Like, the name Brie is hot, but then cheese just makes me feel like she's unclean down there.
She'd just be like, hi, my name is Brie Cheese, and you're like, you go to kiss her, and she just melts. It's stupid.
If she
this
like
is so
Brie,
dumb.
Though, that'd be kind of hot. That was pretty
it
dumb.
Would not be
but
good.
Bro,
it would not be good to have a woman that tastes like cheese.
I mean, if it was like a nice cheese, if it's some sort of like blue
any
cheese.
Any type of cheese.
I wouldn't enjoy
any
that.
Type of cheese tasting woman.
You call yourself a cheese connoisseur and you don't want to smooch a beautiful block of cheddar? What's wrong with you?
Well, I do like What's a big wrong cheese. With you? I do like a big I cheese. I do like a big cheese. All right, go on.
Thank you. I'm creaming myself. Listen, double cream is like your poor man's
breed. Okay, no. Let's stop for a second because you thought that was hilarious what you just said.
No, I was just, I'm
you
super
were like,
excited
I'm
to tell
creaming
you about double
myself.
Creams.
And you were like,
if I thought it was hilarious, I would have done my fake laugh to like pause. So you would have had to acknowledge my joke.
I said creaming
myself.
I kind of
tried to blow through it.
Yeah. You just tried to blow your fucking dad, you faggot. All right, let's go on. Go on.
Lucky happenstance. Anyway, your double cream, poor man's brie, less quality cream, less cream. Now, are you like an animal? You just fucking eat your brie straight from the refrigerator?
No, I put it on crackers.
Right, but you're supposed to let it, like, sit outside for, like, 2-3 hours.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll let it sit out. So, like, I'll start, and then by the time I'm done, it's been sitting out for a little bit.
You're an animal. Bro, next brie you get, let it sit. Don't ever just put it in the refrigerator. Just leave it out on your countertop. Okay. It gets, like, really creamy on the inside and, like, delicious. Yeah, that's how you're supposed to eat it. But the double cream will be less creamy, more like a plasticky texture, more harder. It won't get as soft. The triple
more
cream just
harder.
Melts, bro. Yeah.
More harder. It'll get
harder. Bro, you're giving me all this jibber jabber. Just buy a double cream, a triple cream, compare them, and come back to me when you've done your homework.
I will. Okay.
Because triple cream, it's fucking good.
And the moral of the story is that last weekend you had something called triple cream brie, and then now you're an expert on it.
No, I had double cream. I only eat triple cream when I'm visiting my mother because she loves brie cream. And she's always like, yo, I bought some brie. And I always look and I'm like, I feel like she's trying to taunt me. Like, you're still younger than me. I can still afford triple cream. You can't, you little bitch. So she like buys it to like prove dominance to me. She's a triple cream woman. I'm a double cream boy. You know, I'm not at that level, but I'm trying to get there. You know what I'm saying?
Your mom is flexing on you is what's happening?
Yeah, a little bit. And that's fine. Like, she makes me strive to become a triple cream man woman, you know, a combo.
Okay, that's what's a brand like? Where can I buy it? I assume at the Kroger. Like, what's the brand?
I don't care about brands. I'm sure
fuck off. I'm asking you a question.
No, dude, I just get like the fucking I forget what it's called, Market Pantry or some shit, but the Kroger or Ralph's just basic brand. That's just what I go with.
Okay, but I can get I can get like, because I mean, now tomorrow
they'll
I'm
have fancy
go.
Ass shit. Dude, brie is hold on, like one of those
shut
cheese-
up. Shut the fuck up. Hold on. Everybody needs to donate into the Streamlabs because I quit my job
today. Do not
today.
Donate. Oh, that is true. Donate to Bryden. You can have all of the revenue from today's stream.
I'm pretty all sure the last. I'm pretty sure the last time I gave you a payment from the revenue stream, revenue from the fucking stream, I gave you all of it because I was like,
on accident. I remember that. Yeah. Not getting that back.
That's fine.
I had to make my lesbian sweaters with that money. So.
Yeah, and where's mine?
All right, I got to send you one, my dude.
Yeah, so I don't know, but streamlabs.com/BrydenProctor. Go ahead and fucking hit me up with that. I quit my job. But yeah, where do I go? Okay, I'm going to go and get some fucking... Get your fingers. You have disgusting fucking little fingers.
I cleaned them. Ah, no, there's still ink on them.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
It looks like baby squid. Yo, I calculated all the math. And I was like, I can do 11 flat rate, $11 flat rate shipping anywhere in the world. And then
you found out that you couldn't?
I was weighing the small.
Right.
So this chick in Australia bought like a medium. So I'm like,
fat bitch.
Oh. I was like, all right, let me see if I can do this. And I go to the post office and it's like, instead of the like $11 I thought it would be, it's like $13. I still get like a couple bucks profit, so it's okay. You know, I don't lose anything. I'm still coming out on top, but I'm eating a little bit in. That's how much I care about my fans and my people. I'm just like,
your fans.
Let me pay for you, bro. I don't call them. They're not fans. They're homies. I have no fans. I have homies. You know what I'm saying?
I remember you when, Zach. I remember you when. Oh my god.
Bro, I'm still a retard. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, you got more Twitter followers than me, and that's fucking irritating.
Dude, Twitter followers are mean, bro. Fucking who gives a shit?
I do.
Yo, you were fucking so hot that day I passed you. I was like, or whatever. You're like, I can't believe you have more Twitter followers than me, dude. What the fuck, bro? I found you.
Yep.
I made you who you were, bro.
It's true.
All right.
It's true. All right, Doug. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yo, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Quit my job, streamlabs.com/Bryden Proctor.
That's insane. Before you continue.
Yeah, go get a beer, bud.
I'm all out of the crispy
go get a beer. Hold on. Wait. Ah, you goddamn idiot. Yeah, I don't know. Quit my job. Streamlabs.com/Bryden Proctor. Go ahead and fucking throw a donation in there because it's going to help me go buy cheese or something while I look for a new job. You know, it is what it is. It's good. It's been a long time coming. If you have paid attention to me in my life, you've known that I've hated this job for a long time. But I was asked by Nick W., why don't you keep the old episodes online? That's because of YouTube Terms of Service and just in general Zach's safety. So don't keep keep the fucking old episodes online. You can find them, the audio versions, on anchor.fm/ what? What did you call it, Zach?
The N-word.
I
sent you the link.
You did, but it didn't load. Discord. Yeah, it didn't load.
Bro, while you're yimmer yammering, this dude, I did like a shirt trade for an art trade. This guy's called Lamp Black. This dude does.
Was he another homeless person and he traded a sandwich for?
Dude, he's an Aussie, but fuck it. Do you see this chick's titties?
What? Who? Let me see.
I got like a full poster too, but yeah, I'm trying to throw it in there so you can see it. Yeah, she's
hell
like
yeah.
Fucking horse. Dude, this is the coolest shit I've ever seen, bro. He fucking posted this picture like 2-3 months ago, and I was like, dude, I need to get my hands on that. I was waiting for him to post like a fucking link so I could buy it, and then send him a shirt and some stuff. I was like, you know, we made an amicable trade, but dog, I'm in love, bro.
So you traded a shirt for a piece of paper.
Dude, I got a poster upstairs, but I didn't want to fucking crinkle it, wrinkle it. It's right. Autographed too, which is like a fucking big deal.
That probably matters.
Bruh, Mr. Cynical Lego Man, why don't you put a fucking happier face on?
I don't know. Why don't you send me more hair product?
Bro, we got a new one in. I sent you the clay. Did you like it? Are you out of it?
No, I'm not out of it. No, I still have like.
There's a ton. Yeah.
I've got two of them. That's like more than a year supply. That's like a 2 year supply, dude.
We got a cream now. Oh, I sent you a bunch.
You sent me two. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We have like a cream now, and we're doing we've like combs, hair combs, and fucking like toothpaste, deodorant.
Yeah, you told me about
doing
that.
Like a bunch of stuff. It's really cool. I have like I don't know if you can see it. This is like when you're testing a product. This is kind of cool. You might not find it cool. Let me cover the name of the company.
No, it's probably not cool. And yeah, good. You're finally learning.
There's like words to like say what it is, like your fucking product or whatever. But then it comes in like a fucking, like a test tube, right. Shit like this. Gonna set up like a regular deodorant.
Oh, it's deodorant. Okay.
It's really cool. Yeah, this is like our sample test. What smell is this one? I used this one this morning.
So it's just armpit smelling now.
This might just be like the Thai spice type, where it just gets rid of a scent. Like it's unscented, but you don't smell. It's really cool.
Yeah. See, now I use unscented deodorant. I want to get rid of the smell. I don't want to replace it with any smell.
Dude, that one. Like, unscented deodorants are fresh ass, and then all these fucking dudes are, like, high schoolers, bro. They're always buying the, like, Old Spice fucking spicy bear flavor or some shit. I used to like the Bear Glove one, I won't even lie. But, dude, the base Old Spice that you buy for, like, your dad every Father's Day, that's, like, the freshest one. And those are, like, $2 because no one wants the basic Old Spice, like, old one. Like, you just buy the old school stick. Dude, it's so fresh. It smells so good. I fucking love those. You're welcome, bro.
I hope you get hit by a truck, dude. Like,
dude, me too. For sure.
Good God. It's like sometimes when you just fucking start talking at me, Zach, like I fucking can't do it, dude. Like, it's just everything you said was so gay.
I know. For sure. Tell me something not gay. Bony fucking shouldered man.
I don't know.
Light my world up.
I don't know. We have an anchor.fm. I put it in the chat. Nobody's giving me any fucking money because these guys are broke.
Yo, Doug, I'm sending you a premium custom knit, custom fucking stitched in the USA sweater.
Yeah.
You can easily live in that shit, bro.
Right. I might have to.
For like 3 months.
Yeah, I might. I might have to.
Bro, wait, what is that?
Hold on. Let's cure homelessness right now and world hunger. Just live in gingerbread houses.
Bro.
I know.
But then we'd have a new problem.
What?
Diabetes.
Hmm.
I guess that's kind of a current problem.
It's a current problem, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we'd kind of be where we're at, but we'd have like a bunch of fat homeless people. Fat people are much more jovial in general. So yeah. I'm fine. Also, the ones, because I've dealt with some homeless people, some of them are nice. Yeah, but some of them
give you pants for a sandwich noises, is what you got.
They want to run at you. But if they're super fat and they're running at you, it's, you know, you have more of a chance to get away. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah.
Bro, what are you vaping these days?
Same thing I always do, bud. I'm a creature of habit. This episode sucks. We haven't riffed on anything at all. This is
You want me to pull up? Let me pull up my amazing jokes that I wrote years ago.
Oh, what did I write? I wrote something today I thought was funny.
What, did you just write the N-word down on a piece of paper?
I did, actually. No, I wrote your phone number, so I'm going to read that.
I'd love more calls.
No, but like, how about a guy who's like, I'm not gay, but my dick is. Oh, no, it's just having sex with men. No, and his dick just keeps fucking dudes, and he's like.
There's something there.
Yeah, I think so.
The dick would have to talk, I feel like.
Yeah, of course. It'd be like I need to
just go with it. Just like, all right.
The dick's just like moving him around with stuff. He's like, man ass. And it's just
dude,
banging.
I'll rail anything that moves. But I mean, as a premise, if your dick talked to you, I would whatever it wanted to do, I'd be down. If your dick could fucking talk to you.
Wait, okay, so you know how, like, Son of Sam, like, he said his neighbor's dog talked to him? You'd have that.
Yeah, I heard he was making that up, bro. I don't like I've heard never he was met making, a talking dog. You heard yeah, I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. I've tried. Every time I see a dog, I'm like, yo, little bitch, wink at me if you can hear me. And they just look at me with their stupid eyes.
What's funny is if it's, like, a golden lab or whatever, it's probably knows what the hell you're saying, and it's like, I'm gonna fucking kill this nigga. Like, that's,
bro,
it's an A. It's a soft A.
It's not okay.
I'm going to say it now.
Labrador. Labrador.
Labrador.
Labrador. But, very crisp. Very crisp. Dude, I don't like
Labrador.
They just remind me of blonde chicks. You know what I'm saying? No. They just give you too much love and affection. I'm just like, make me work for it.
They're the opposite of blonde chicks because they're actually smart. Golden Labs are like Labradors just in general, but Golden Labs are like crazy smart dogs, dude.
If blonde chicks are so dumb, why is their hair so long? That's like where you're.
I fucking hate you.
So what now, bitch?
That's a stupid thing to say.
Maybe a little
get
bit.
Your all goddamn right. phone all out, right. you fucking. All right,
you had
faggot.
Your fresh turn. I made a comic. I made, like, this was one of my first animations, but
right.
I was in New York, and there were a bunch of these black squirrels. I'd never seen a black squirrel.
Mm.
So, and also, everywhere you go in New York, there's constantly dudes like, yo, take my mixtape, or whatever.
Oh, wow. So, what type of person is that?
Usually Hispanic. Usually Hispanic.
Is it? They're like
Hispanics.
They're like sup nigga. Well, actually, that could be Hispanic.
But the joke is like, yeah, man, I really liked New York because you know they have gray squirrels and black squirrels. It's pretty cool. But the black squirrels kept trying to get me to take their mixtape or
nice.
Something.
See?
That's the base. I'm working on it.
It would be funny had you not explained that black people are grifters at the beginning of the fucking thing.
Not grifters, but you know.
You're right.
Oh,
thieves.
This one was
right. Right. You're right. Thieves.
Okay, bro. Dog, at my college, it was like super liberal. All the chicks were like sleuts, which you know, whatever. So instead of, because all the chicks were like super liberal, and you couldn't, as a liberal chick, you couldn't call a chick a slut, right? Because it's like. Slut is empowering now, huh? Like, slut pride, huh? Like, you know what
I'm
saying?
That is a really good Mickey Mouse.
Thank you. I do it all the time.
That's actually, I am impressed.
But,
that's a really good Mickey Mouse.
Thank you. But fucking, so this chick, especially my roommate, when a chick was like a hyper slut.
Shut up what you're saying now and just.
Oh, Raiden, ha, oh, Pluto, cut that, ha, cut that out, Pluto. Ha, oh, Pluto, don't suck my dick. Ah, Pluto, ah, you're biting it, Pluto. Ah, ah.
All right, anyway, listen. Dude, the chick would always, like, if there was like a hyper slutty chick by basic standards, instead of being like.
Who cares? Just do that for 25 more minutes.
Fuck off.
Okay, but, go on. Dude, go on.
She would be like, yeah, that chick's super sexually liberated, and would say it demeaning. She'd say it just like you were using the word slut, but it was like they needed a loophole. So it was just, yeah, that chick's super sexually liberated. You know what I mean, bro? Like,
oh, God.
I hate when people change terms. You really like the Mickey Mouse voice. I see what's up.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only thing I care about. Hey.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you. I do like
Hey, Mickey, how are you? Do you want to have some gay sex? Hey, Mickey, let's have some gay sex.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Oh, Goofy. Goofy.
Well, come here. Give me that.
That's a big black cock, Goofy. Oh, my eye.
Give me that butthole.
I don't like this. I don't like this, bro. All right, Disney's instantly going to fucking blacklist us. It's all over.
God.
My chance at being a Disney princess is ruined.
Oh, man. What would be good Disney princesses?
Bro, I love how they were like, all right,
No.
We're going to make our first black princess. How should we do this? And it's like, yo, let's do a movie that's like, we'll do fucking Louisiana and we'll make everyone fucking a witch. We'll throw a witch doctor in there. It was like, guys, come on. Like,
that's awesome though, dude. What movie
that's
is
so
that?
So stupid. Fucking the one no one saw, Princess and the Frog.
Oh, yeah. No, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I haven't seen it either except for like some clips. I can't bring myself to watch it.
We should have like a really.
It was the last 2D one.
There needs to be a ghetto ass Disney princess. That's what I think. Or like a
Chola. I don't
Chola.
Know about that.
No, like a but, Chola, like a Chola fucking Disney princess. Dude.
I wish they
and
would
she's
stop.
Just painted on eyebrows and she's like, oh, yes, excuse me.
I hate that shit.
Listen,
could you ever
listen
date
here,
a chick
listen.
Who drew her eyebrows on?
Hell yeah, dude. I don't care.
You could?
Hell yeah.
Bro, what the I'm not dating a cartoon character, bro.
I don't
that
give
shit's
it.
Fucking
I...
dumb. Just grow your regular eyebrows out. Like,
shut
what the
up.
Fuck?
Dude, I'm 32. Gash is gash. I don't give a shit.
32.
Well, I'm going to be 32 in September. But yeah, I don't give a shit, dude. Gash is gash. I don't give a shit. I dated a Chola.
Gash is gash, but I don't have standards. You're right. Never mind. I'd probably
you would.
Shave
yeah,
my
I mean,
eyebrows
like,
off and draw them on.
Yeah, you would just do it. Just paint your
hey,
eyebrows on the
other. Pretty cool, yeah. Did yeah. you lose like 5 pounds? That's fine. I got really bushy eyebrows. I don't know how many you'd lose.
Yeah, no, my eyebrows are barely on there. But no, I mean, dude, especially when you get older, like you can just kind of call bullshit when people are like, Kim Kardashian, yeah, right. And it's like, shut
it's
up.
It's like a
faggot.
Gross dude too, or like a fucking dude who like doesn't have to worry about hooking up with Kim Kardashian. Like, fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
dude.
Like. No, you.
I don't think she's like super hot. I feel so bad for the one. What's the one sister that just like looks like the caveman from the Geico commercial? She just doesn't look good, bro. Is it Chloe?
I don't know. They all look good. Let me see.
Nah, dude. This one is like. I'm gonna look up the homely Kardashian.
The Kardashians. Let me see.
I swear, there's one.
They're just
that's
fucking.
Just
I
like,
mean, they all look kind of weird because they're Armenian, dude.
Dude, someone said I look Armenian. I was honored.
Yeah, you do kind of look Armenian. No, I know who you're talking about. I don't know where her name is. I just see him in a group photo.
Dude, she looks like she could fucking just dropkick you so hard.
Who
I would not want to fuck
her. They can all get it, dude. Who gives a shit?
Dude, I don't like... This I will hold my fucking grounds, bro.
No, you won't.
That
you get
I
two drinks
will.
In you, and you fucking
shut the fuck
you'd
up.
Fuck all.
Well,
these...
that's a different story, bro. That's
yeah,
a different story.
Goddamn
but,
idiot! Like, it's listen, you'd fuck.
If
all
you completely
bitches.
Change how you fucking look, I think that's fucking weird. Like, one of the sisters was like super ich, and now she's like super ugh. But it's like all fucking plastic surgery shit. Even if it's done well, it's kind of like
oh,
knowing
no.
what they actually look like. Plus, dude, your kid's gonna fucking look like how they used to look like. They're not gonna look like how they look now. I don't want to fucking do plastic surgery on my baby.
You're concerned.
I will if I have to, but I don't want to.
Yeah, but you're concerned about what kids are gonna look like and not smashing. Like, give me a break, dude.
Bro, I mean, the only point of smashing is to make children.
Mm, yeah, you're Catholic now?
I would never smash if I was not trying to impregnate a bitch.
Right, yeah. You know okay. It's, I mean,
Psalms 3:19. Come on.
That has nothing to do with that, but...
It's not a real song.
Well, it is, but that's...
It's not. I made it up.
Okay. Listen, I'm not going to have a fight with you right now.
Bro, you're wearing a lot of Twinkie shirts and clothing. What's up with that?
What does that even mean? Very Twinkie. What does this mean?
Well, it kind of accentuates your, like, you see how you don't have, like, kind of beefy arms like me? Mm-hmm. It kind of, actually, these are quite scrawny. But it kind of, like, accentuates your narrow shoulders. I'm just like, it's kind of Twinkie. I want to take you out on a date and kiss you when I see you wearing this stuff. You know
what
I mean?
And there we are. And there we
are. As a friend.
And there we are. We quickly got to that, didn't we? I don't know. It's a shirt that I've had for years.
I get, dude. That's like the baseball style fucking, the Henley. I don't support it.
What the hell is the Henley?
T-shirts from Gildan. They're like $5 on Amazon. They're very crisp.
I just hope bad shit happens to you in your life. That way you're forced to be an adult.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
soon.
I mean...
Soon.
Yeah, I hope your just fucking life gets significantly worse, and that way you're like, oh no, I need to grow up now.
For sure. Dude, you'll talk to me in like 2 years, I'll be a shoe salesman. Yeah. My soul will be beaten and battered, not beatered. And, you know...
Beatered.
It's a word. I came up with it. What do you want from me? Oh, that's a word. Fuck you.
Well, you're a faggot.
What's in your hand?
It's my vape, dummy.
The other tat on your other hand.
Oh, my God.
Fucking white.
We have been through this.
White man.
No. We have been through this so many times on this fucking
podcast.
I'm going
to go through your ass. I take that. I rescind that. Anyway, yep. What's on your left hand? What is that?
It's a bottle, buddy. We've talked about it on... I don't know. It's a tattoo.
Oh, I thought it was another video game thing.
We have been through... I mean, seriously, at least 4 times on this podcast, we've talked about
that. Bro, as much as you want to tell me about fucking... My brain can register one tattoo on a person at a time, especially a male person. I'm not going to fucking... Bryden has a tattoo of Madonna on his ass cheek. I'm not going to memorize that shit. That would be good. But I just know you got the Bioshock ones and that's it.
Yeah.
And the fucking awful star you did to yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, we've talked about that. I mean, we've talked about this.
All right. Is there a peace sign on it?
No. It says 13 because it was Friday the 13th and it was off of a flash paper. So it cost me $20 because it was $13 and a $7 tip.
So you didn't even come in with a tattoo. You just like picked one off the
sheet. No, I didn't go into the tattoo parlor with a tattoo. Now, do you know how like, okay, on Friday the 13th, sometimes, not all of them, but it's kind of a tradition for tattoo parlors to give out $13 tattoos. And they'll just have ones on.
I've never heard of that.
Well, you don't get tattoos.
My mom said that she would never talk to me ever again if I got a tattoo.
You ought to get fucking, I almost said it. Right across your forehead, dude.
Yeah. Hire me, bro. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm here for the job interview.
Dude, I always thought it'd be funny to get on my knuckles, don't hire, and then across my
neck. That would be actually hilarious, dude.
Yeah, and then across my neck, unemployable. Like,
you know which one I hate because you see it everywhere?
What?
The one that's like the scissor marks like cut here on the neck.
Yeah Trevor from
Grand Theft Auto. Imagine getting captured by fucking ISIS and just being like fuck, like what they're not gonna fucking come on. You played yourself, bro.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's the way that it is.
Good. I feel like if you were in a fight with someone
still
too,
have so long. Okay, go ahead.
If you were in a fight with someone too, like if I got in a fight with you, like to the point, like say you called me like you said I didn't have good taste in like cheese or something, so I'm coming to kill you, right?
All right?
You have that tattoo. I would purposely try to like rip your head off. Like that would just like oh, hey, nice tattoo. How about I fucking separate your head from your neck? Like, that would just make me want to zone in on that. You know what I mean? It's like when you're playing a video game and your secondary little annoying fairy character is like,
haha, the fucking boss's neck is his weak point. You know, he's weak to fire and elemental energy.
You know, you fucking know to hone in. You're like, I'm coming at that neck. I'm going to fucking rip it in two. And I'm going to drink the fucking blood from your head.
Is that, you know, it? I mean? That's what you do?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet Bright. Yeah, what's this been, like the third hour? What's going on?
No, I mean, dude, we still have like fucking 20
minutes. I love
when
you start, you're always like, especially in the pre-call, you're like so full of life and happy, and then I slowly get drunker and slowly start talking, and I just see like the lie of like adulthood just drains from your face. Like, you just see reality when I talk.
Yeah.
Like, you see how awful life is and everything.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, you're good. Welcome. This is,
I'm making you stronger.
Are you? I think you're making me more sad.
So. That's good. I'm trying to fucking make you a better human. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's because I'm like, I could have
drinking tea? What are you drinking?
Yeah, tea. Because I'm known to drink tea.
Well, like pee, it's all yellow.
You got my ass.
Hey. Nah, what is that? Fucking,
it's a whiskey sour, bud.
Bruh, you like that fancy shit. You want to hear the worst thing ever?
You think a whiskey sour is fancy?
No, but I was working as a bartender. I didn't even have a bartender's license, bro.
Okay.
In college, and I'm working at this. We opened a sister restaurant called The Tangent. It was the freshest restaurant.
Mm.
Dude, if you're ever in North Carolina, The Root, go there and eat there. Don't tell them you know me.
Would they have anything I could, I mean, would they have anything I could eat?
Yeah, we have a bunch of vegan stuff. It's amazing.
Again, not vegan, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, we have like vegan burgers. We have like a bunch of crazy ass salads. That was the freshest, dude. That was like the first job, like real ass job I had. It was fucking fresh. But where was I going with this?
I don't know. You probably fucked a dude or something.
Dude, I was working as a bartender in the sister restaurant. The fuck the dude brought me back there. And I was making margaritas. And what are those made with? Tequila?
Yes.
For the first 4 to 5 months until my fucking friend was watching me make one, I'd been using vodka to make every single fucking margarita, dude.
And nobody
one said fucking anything, dude.
Vodka tastes very different than tequila.
Anything. Dog, no one said shit, and my fucking buddy was like,
I could have tasted
did
that
you
just
pour
like
vodka in there.
Yeah, this is vodka.
Dude, I don't know if it's because they were like, dude, this kid clearly is like mentally challenged, and like they took him in for some program just so the restaurant gets credit.
Fucking awesome.
Let's not fuck with him. But vodka, I don't know why no one said anything, but that was me.
How many did you make?
Dude, I would work like 4 to 5 days a week. So, a ton, bro. I swear to God, it was like 3 to 4 months before anyone saw me make one. Like, any, like, coworker or fucking owner.
Well, I'm just thinking, as a customer, I would have been like, that's vodka.
Bro, if you were coming in to get drinks at this place, because you could just get them way cheaper. It's like North Carolina. You can get them way cheaper anywhere. The drinks were like 11, 12 bucks. Like, you were already pretty fucking smashed. So, I feel like people were just like, fuck it. Because also, anyone that was like, yo, brother, make it extra strong. Or I'd be like, yo, you want me to pour a little extra in there, brother? You know, I'd fucking hook him up. So that also, too, they were probably like, this tastes like shit, but I'm going to get smashed. Fuck it. Like, whatever.
Well, vodka and tequila taste so
bright,
different.
Bro. I'm not right. I know.
I mean, no, I mean, at that point, it's not your fault. You just know how to make the drink. I'm like, the customers.
I had very minimal training in no bartender's license. I don't know if that was illegal. Hopefully, I don't think it was. but
how cool would that be if you just went to jail now? You just go to jail.
Yeah, fuck that.
They were like, he put vodka in a margarita and was serving it to people. Fucking lock him up.
Dude, the health inspector came in one time
and he served him a fucking vodka margarita.
Nah, but they weren't in to check for the health inspection. Like, they were just in to eat because, like, we had fresh-ass food. And, like, I made him a drink, and then I grabbed the lemon tray with the lemons, and I was like, Yeah, you can just grab one. I don't care.
Oh,
like,
God.
Just put your hands in and grab the lemon. And they were like, and they got their napkin and did it, like, very sanitarily. And I was like, and then I, like, went into the back and the owner was like, yo, I saw that the fucking health inspector was here. And I was like,
incredible.
Yeah, they may be back next week. We should prepare. I didn't do anything, but we should just be prepared. Like, I was so nervous.
Dude. Oh my God, dude. That's fucking funny. You're so stupid.
I'm dumb. Yep, very dumb.
I mean, I hate it when you call yourself dumb, but time and time again, you just prove it to be.
Cause like, I don't approve, but then you just show me that it's true.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah. I'm just like, hey, my buddy Zach's not stupid. And I'm like, my man's over here making fucking margaritas with vodka. So, yeah, he's an idiot.
I'm not bright. I'm slow.
At what point did the idea... Shut up. You know. At what point did margarita sound like vodka to you? It's very clearly Spanish.
Bro, I was more just really trying to pour shit correctly.
Man, I'm glad that nobody knows what you just did.
I just peed over there.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Dog. Did you? Yeah, it was just...
My sweet bride. I'm dying. All right, let's see. I did take the pants off a homeless
man. Yeah, you did. Where's your Streamlabs donations? How many people are even watching this thing? It just says zero now.
Bro, zero people are watching because you're talking trash, bro. They're just like, fuck you, Bri.
Why did you decide to buy that shirt?
I didn't buy this shirt. I don't want to go through this story, but a fucking...
An old flame bought it for me, I'll say that much.
Okay.
Old pyramid titties. I'll throw that out there. Old pyramid titties bought me this stand-up chick. Fuck her.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was awful. Bro, that was the first chick that dumped me. I needed to be dumped in fucking high school so I could get used to it. No one broke up with me because I was a fucking ass. I was always like, I'll date this chick. And then, like, some chick. Because as soon as you get in a relationship, every chick is like, he's kind of hot. What's going on? So I'd be like hopping from shit. I was an ass.
Wait, hold on. Who's that chick? Who is the voice of that chick? What's going on? You know,
I like the deep husky voice chicks, bro. Yeah. What's they tend going to be taller, on? Strong build.
What's going on?
Your Sherlock Holmes voice, bro.
Watson. This
Watson.
Guy.
Yeah. Watson, what's going on here, my friend?
It appears that this young man is dating one of my friends.
Yeah, that's good. You got a good British voice.
Mm.
You got the puff.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a corncob pipe for the longest time, and I felt so badass. And then I was just like, not badass for smoking a pipe. Yeah.
How much are corncob pipes on fucking Amazon?
$5 at a fucking gas station. Just pick one up, dude.
I'm thinking on Amazon. They gotta be like.
You can also make your own, which is what my cousin used to do. He's like super fresh.
Oh, I just wrote corn pipe. That's not it. All right, cork on pipe. Yeah, they're $10.
God damn it.
Or yeah. I can get 5 of them for $9.
Dude, they're so good. The only problem is you have to keep buying screens, which can be a little annoying. But
yeah,
they're super cheap.
I'm familiar
just
with.
Buy a pack of 100,
and you smoke them all at once.
I double max the screens just so I'm like super pure.
I just smoke.
So
screens.
You know what I bought? I was like, I'm gonna do what that Jack Nicholson guy did and get one of those like cigarette filters.
Mm-hmm.
But it greatly reduces how much nicotine I get. And then I was just like angry and like on edge, like being an ass because that's what I am. I'm just an ass. So I was like.
I can't do this. I just
gotta smoke ciggies.
I think it's funny you still smoke cigarettes in 2019, bud.
Bro, shut the fuck. You people are fucking gay ass sucking on robotic dick, thinking you're fresh ass, bro. How much did that cost? Like $200?
No, it was like $85.
Smoking Lucky Charms creamy ass cum flavor, bro. It's so good.
Like, bro, fucking put a real cigarette in your mouth like a real man. Fucking be a man, bro. What? This is like child shit.
I don't know.
Cancer, like, man, dog.
I smoke cigars.
Die young, degenerate your body, create a husky voice that sounds fresh, and you can do voices with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just gotta do that shit.
You gotta
almost out of beer, and I'm livid.
Well, we've got, oh god, we still have fucking, like, it's like 14 minutes.
We should
minutes.
Open up the fucking thing. Throw that in the fucking...
All right, let's do it.
I'm gonna go grab a beer. I'll be right back.
All
right.
We're opening it up.
Bro, by the way, I need to ask your official rating, because I flashed you my dong last night. What's the official Bryden rating of my ass?
I think
you gotta throw him a little.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. It's fucking horrible.
I'll take that. That's good. Thank you.
All right, so we just opened it up. You guys can come into the fucking Google Hangouts for the last 10 minutes of the show, and you can be on the show for 10 minutes before I fucking get completely out of here, and maybe go play video games or something. I don't know. Yeah, I saw Zach's ass yesterday. It was fucking horrible. Good God. It's just pale and hairy. It's not anything that you want to see. Cigarettes were made for women? Yeah, probably. And then, like, it'll be fine. Nobody will show up here. I'm just tired. I'm not, like, tired I need to go to sleep. I'm tired of everything with today. I quit my job. I feel good about that. I don't have shit to do tomorrow. I guess I'll apply for jobs. That's probably what I'll do. I don't know. Like, what are you gonna do, I guess? There's really nothing to talk about, even. Oh, yeah. I'm going to play this.
Dude, it's so good.
It is so good. But hold on. Matthias Kane donated $5. He says, fuck reading this. I'm too drunk. Take the money. Much love. Thank you, buddy.
Hey. Yeah, Bryden is, if you're just tuning in, Bryden just quit his job because he's a
smart guy.
Yeah. You're just like, fuck jobs.
Jobs? More like fucking blow jobs, am I right?
Bro, I was just showing off my lamp black painting to the fucking roommates. It's so fresh, dog.
You were just bugging people. I think somebody just showed up and left. But
yeah, I think they did. You had them on mute, my dude.
Oh, did I really?
But they had themselves on mute. Yeah, I don't know. I think they were muted.
That was not what I was wanting to do. But
what's up, my crispy boy?
I don't know. It's fucking. This is like they get 2 in 1 week. It's. I mean, it's probably time to call it.
Nah. How much longer we got?
8 minutes.
8 minutes. You got to roll with it.
It's.
That's how it is, big boy.
I don't know. Can we go out on top with something? I mean, do we have anything?
Bro, we got the old,
trusty cell phone.
Right here, okay. Sweet man. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's good bet. All right, so it's like a doctor who's like really bad at his job, and he's like going in to like talk to the parents, like,
"Hi, everybody."
Yeah.
The Simpsons did.
Nah, he's like, "Yo, we ran some tests, and like, it looks like your wife's pregnant, dude. I'm so sorry. I don't know, like, it's fucked, bro. I'm so sorry. I have to tell you this news."
I like that.
And like, he just doesn't know how to like tell them shit.
She's like, "She's pregnant, dude. Sorry."
Like, here's one that has to have been done, bro.
You're not gonna riff on any of it. You're just gonna go to the next one.
That I just blew my load on it. I didn't have any risk for it. But here's one. Here's one I got you for. It's like a parent walking in on their kids, and handsome ass bro right here?
Yeah, we got.
Anyway,
a guy.
It's a parent walking in on their kids, and their kids doing heroin.
Okay.
And it's like, "Michael." And like the kid tries to like hide. He's like, "No, you finish that whole baggie right now." And he makes him do the whole thing of heroin. Okay. Just so the kid like ODs and like, you know, now you know not to do it again.
First one was better. First one was better.
You got my man muted over here? Is he just doing a vape trip?
No, I think he's got himself muted.
Who's the stud, bro? You got to unmute yourself.
Yeah, you got to. How do I?
Heroin. Heroin, yes.
Yes, unmute yourself. Unmute yourself.
Yeah, you're having a drink, bro. Unmute yourself, bro. Join us. You got a Mickey Mouse voice? You're a little worried?
I fucking wish I was dead, dude.
Bryden, stay strong, my sweet man.
I mean, it's just...
Yo, give me one of... you had some pretty solid bits. Was that the only one you had written down?
No, what did I come up with recently? Oh, I already did Tom Green Hardy, right?
I don't think so. Dude, I was too young
to
be... The
bomb is on your head.
Pretty good. Dude, do you think he's, like, super fresh? Were you a big fan of him?
Tom Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, he kind of died out real quick. He didn't make anything, right? Like, I don't think he still does stuff.
No, he is doing stuff. He's doing, like, serious fucking skater punk songs now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like 65 and doing that. It's awesome.
All right, good for him. It's good to transition and do new shit, whatever.
No, it's exactly. It's not. It's
this
fucking
man
horrible.
Agrees.
All right, I don't know if Will is gonna fucking join us or not, but
which one is Will?
The guy in the chat, dummy. The guy in the call.
Do you know who he is?
No, I don't. This is I did just write the N-word for that one.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
Bring on Joe. Where's Joe?
Bro, well, we're not doing a thing. It's been more than enough. Call him the N-word.
Oh yeah, for sure. I can't call my buddy the N-word.
All right. This is that's the end.